Namaste and welcome to the first episode of Carnatic Conundrums. Through this series, we really hope to open up discourse within Carnatic music. We will do so by interviewing a variety of people, from esteemed vidwans to young and upcoming artists, as well as organizers and rasikas. We really hope that through this series, we're able to make Carnatic music more accessible to a larger audience. A little bit about myself. My name is Neha Krishnamachari, and I'm a Carnatic violinist. And today, I'm incredibly lucky that for the first episode, I'm sitting here with my guru, Vidwan Sri Vittoramamurthy. Welcome, sir. So, sir doesn't really need an introduction, but just to say a few words, he is one of the most sought-after Carnatic violinists in the field today. He's world-renowned. Sir has performed almost over 5,000 concerts, I believe. He has over 200 students, and through his extended parampara, almost 800 more. Sir has accompanied some of the leading vidwans of the older generation and the new generation. He is also a musicologist and has won several awards from reputable sabhas across Chennai. So thank you so much for being here with us, sir, today.
My pleasure.
I really want to get into how you came to be this esteemed vidwan that you are. You have a very interesting background. A lot of Carnatic musicians come from musical families settled in Tamil Nadu, be it Chennai, Madurai, whatever be it. But you have a very interesting background. You hail from a small village in Karnataka. Can you maybe speak a little to your childhood and how that journey began?
Sure. I am from Karnataka, a village called Nigle. It is in South Kendra district. And of course, our village is a very, very, very remote village. There is no roads connecting to that village, and both sides we had two rivers. And in rainy season, the rivers will be full of water and there is no bridge to cross. Then we have to go by boat. So it is almost like an island where I studied till my 10th grade with no background of any music or no teachings or learning of music. But my mother and my grandfather started the violin to me. He is a violinist. And my mother wanted to be a musician. So after my 10th grade, she wanted me to go outside of that village, and I went to Shimoga and started learning from one of Lalgudi sir's disciples, Sri H.K. Venkatram sir. And I did my commerce graduation there, and then I moved to Chennai.
So, can you speak a little towards how you ended up in Chennai? I believe Lalgudi sir discovered you at a competition,
right? Yeah. Actually, in Shimoga, I got in touch with Vidushish T. Rukmini, who also spoke Kannada, because I don't know Tamil. So she told that you can come to Chennai and I can teach you. So I went to Chennai and I was learning from her. And once I played in Krishna Gana Sabha, and I won first prize for my junior accompaniment slot. And the prize was given by Lalgudi sir. And he came there and he asked me to come home. So one Ganesha Chaturthi day, I went to his house and I played Siddhivinayakam in Shanmukha Priyaragam. And he told, you can come to me and I can teach you. Then I told my Guruji, T. Rukmini Madam, that Lalgudi sir is calling me to come to his house and he wanted me to take him as his disciple. And being Rukmini Madam also a disciple of Lalgudi sir, she appreciated that, and that started. And I had the great fortune of joining Lalgudi sir and get all his blessings and lessons.
It's very auspicious that you went to Lalgudi sir's house on Ganesh Chaturthi. I think my first day when I came to you and asked to learn from you, it was actually Vijayadashmi. Maybe going back a little towards your childhood, so I have been to sir's village, and like he was saying, even to this day, it's pretty isolated. When we went, there's a main road, but to get to his house, it's really nestled inside a jungle, to say the very least. So you have to go through a dirt road, and there aren't any neighbors in sight. So I can only imagine growing up it was even more isolated and you didn't really have a music community, did you?
Because I started my violin playing with my grandfather when I was 8th grade. He taught me the basic exercises and that Mohana Ragam, and with that I was playing all the popular Kannada cinema songs at that time. But my mother used to teach us vocal music. Then only after going from that village to Shimoga, I started the formal training in violin. And when you are said that it's a remote village till now, I still remember seeing the tigers from our house coming to our cattle shed and taking the cows from the cattle shed. And it was very scary. All the wild animals used to come in the near the house in the night times, because there was no power in our house. So we will close the doors by 7 o'clock when we sleep inside and just watch whatever comes there and put the torch light and see and just sit there. And whenever we travel in the jeep to the cities and cross in the forest area, we used to see tigers crossing here and there. Nowadays it's all become like a village, modern village, I can see here.
So when you first came to Chennai to learn from Balaguru sir, up until that point, you'd only been to Chennai once before for the competition at Krishagana Sabha.
It is a concert. So I came and that concert happened only after I came to. Okay. I came to Chennai just to learn from T. Rukmini Madam and Lalgudi sir. And my uncle was there. So for a basic time, I was staying with him for some time. They supported me and they... because they were there, my parents let me go to Chennai because I don't know Tamil and I cannot support myself economically. My dad cannot support me much. That's how it started. Then they moved and some other people like S.V. Krishnan, they all helped me in giving me an accommodation. Somebody gave me a fan, somebody gave me a cycle and all those. So it's a lot of people helped me. Of course, Lalgudi sir, I was one among the family members of Lalgudi sir, so he not only taught me music, he taught me all the life skills, I can say.
That's great. So I was going to say, for those of our viewers who are not too familiar, so those for the most part who live in Karnataka speak Kannada. Sir speaks a dialect called Tulu, which is kind of a language of its own. So coming to Chennai, which even to this day, if you don't know Tamil in Chennai, it's very hard to get around. From auto drivers ripping you off to people in the store giving you dirty looks and also trying to rip you off, there's no way you can survive. And especially, sir, Bhinga, you came in the late 80s, 90s?
Yeah, late 80s, yes.
Yeah,
Mid-80s I came and I went back to our village because there was a need of my... taking care of the village. So I went back. Then Lalgudi sir wrote me a letter saying that please come back, Rajkumar Bharati's concert is there, Sanjay Subramaniam's concert is there. They were all calling me and I want to fix those concerts. You come back and you have to learn. You can become a good violinist if you come and continue the study. So after 1.5 years of break, again I came back with the postcard when he dropped me and I got the receipt.
So it was his homesickness of being an outsider in Chennai. That kind of drew you back to the village.
And homesickness, and it's very difficult to sustain in Chennai with the, as you said, language barrier and financial conditions and everything. It is difficult, and also my need was there in my village. So
of course.
It was agriculture, farming, and so my grandparents and parents, they also had to continue that farming.
Of course.
And I am the only son, so they wanted me to take care of that.
Your family comes from a farming background.
Yeah,
almost everyone in the surrounding village, they're all farmers.
So
it was a very big deal for you to go to Chennai, the only son to go and into this big city from Nidle.
But my mother dreamt that me and all my sisters should only become musicians. And even I got a job in the bank, she told, no, you should not go for
this
the job.
This is your famous story, you always say.
So you have to take music and...
And in those days, getting a bank job
If you cannot
job
survive,
was...
at that day, bank job is a very attractive one.
Yeah.
And if you don't able to survive in music, don't worry. We have some lands, you cultivate here and you can teach somebody. So that's why we also, after I was started playing and started living as a professional musician, I started going back to the village and doing something for the music.
You really preempted my next question, which was, did Mallamma, your mother, have a vision for you and of her children, which I think she'd be very happy today, because not only is Sir this huge Vidwan, all four of his sisters have continued music, even his nieces and nephews and his both of his children are musicians. So you've really come to become this musical family that everyone in Chennai thinks of these musical families, but you coming from this village have become an equal, if not more than
this
family.
Of course, definitely it is my mother's vision and our family support, and more than that, lots of people. I can say all my gurus, all the gurus of my nieces and my children and everybody, and more than that, every musician who I accompanied, they all loved me and they supported me to do that. Even today, it is music. We have one very strong family bonding with all the musicians. So that, I think, it keeps us going all the time.
Was it also maybe the youth music community at the time?
Yeah.
The 90s were very special because you saw all of these young musicians come up and get prime time slots in sabhas, which didn't happen before.
Yeah, in I remember it is in 1985, I think. There is the Youth Association for Classical Music, it started.
YACM.
So, Vijay Shiva and this J. Balaji, and they all the people who started it. Of course, every musician at that time, who were all young musicians. And they also introduced me to that YACM. And they conducted concerts of all the younger artists. I played for Soumya in Music Academy Mini Hub. Me and Neville Nan, we played, and great stalwarts like S. Ramanathan sir, D.K. Pattamal, they were all sitting as audience in that concert. And that was a great turning point to the
younger generation.
Mm-hmm. Till that, people who have lots of experience, they used to get the slots in big sabhas. But after that, they realized that, this younger generation has a lot of potential, we have to also give them good opportunities. Then all these slots were there for the younger generations. But the support by the sponsors, by the sabhas, by the audience, everything was maybe doubled more than several times because of this movement. So we have to thank all my, I can say, colleagues or my contemporary musicians like Vijay Shiva, Unnikrishnan, J. Balaji, Sanjay Subramaniam, and after later years, T.M. Krishna took over that, Manoj Shiva was there. And it's still going, but that time it helped all the musicians.
Because I think that was a hallmark, because now you have so many organizations promoting
you. The thing is, this Enfield and other companies, they all came and they wanted to support musicians by giving a job for their livelihood. And they gave, so Santana Gopalan sir and Ramesh, and there was a few, M.A. Krishna Swami, they were all working there just to support themselves in music. They were doing music, but they were also working there. So like that, it all, this movement happened in that time. So I am one of the luckiest artists came to Chennai in that time. So I had great opportunity of playing to all the younger generation artists who are wonderful friends all these years with me. And other than that, I was also had the opportunity of playing to great stalwarts in very young age. It is because of, I think, the generosity and their greatness.
It's also a lot of things coming together, because like you said, it was really important at that time to find a way to sustain yourself in music.
Yeah.
Because nowadays you have, you know, you have income through teaching, and a lot of people are on TV, or they have, you used to have CD and album records, but the 90s were very special, late 80s especially, because that was still coming into fruition. So that's amazing that you got to live through that, and you've really seen the music scene evolve.
Yeah, it is sweet. That period was really very golden period, I can see.
So continuing forward, you've evolved from coming to Chennai without knowing one word of Tamil to establishing yourself. If you go to Ayodhya Mandapam and if you see anyone around that area in Chennai carrying a violin, they all know that you're going to Vittu Sir's house.
Yeah.
to this day, people have stopped me on the street and asked me, oh, are you going to Vito Sir's house? And I'm like, yes. So he's known as the established Vidwan of, I would say... Definitely, sir. So now that you've done that, you always said that throughout your musical journey, you felt this need that brought you back to Karimbitu, to Nidle. And one day, 20 years ago, you finally, well, 19 years ago, going on 20, you decided to bring that to fruition, give kids like you the opportunity to experience Carnatic music, and you now conduct a shivira that's extremely successful. Can you talk about this music
show? Sure, sure. Actually, we usually, in every year, we go into a village for the summer holidays and spend some 15 days there. And one or two days, we will have our annual puja rituals in the house. So we call the local people to come and sing and like that. And my sister Rajarajeshwari was staying nearby village. So she had some students, they used to come. Then 1 or 2 years after, what we did is we took some artists with us so that we can cherish those days with music.
Who were the first artists you took?
Actually, Lalgudi sir came and he stayed with us for 1 week.
Wow.
All with all his students, like Krishnan sir, Bombay Jeshi, Vijay Lakshmi, Lalita Krishna, everybody were there.
Because sir awesome. Used to also have excursions with his students, right?
With this, so he visited our village several times, but it was the trip where he stayed for a week, and it was a rainy season time, and we every day we were walking to the river and we were practicing and all this.
The journey to the river. I had the pleasure of going to Karimbitu myself, and we all were in the river. We held hands and we sang with Bombay Jeshi.
And he used to, the water flows, and he used to tell about the rhythm, how it flows and all those. It was still in my memory. So that it started, and one of the first music vidwans we took was Kasturi Rangan.
Okay.
He came with us, he came to a nearby village to a concert, so I took him. And after that, every musician came, like T.M. Krishna, Bombay Jeshi several times, T.M. Krishna several times, Santana Gopal sir, and Soumya, and you named OS Tyagaraj, and the Dr. N. Ramani has come, Velu Ramabhadram sir. And nowadays Balamurali Krishna, nowadays Umar Prabhupada, Yam Chandrasekhar sir, V.V. Subramaniam sir, and Abhishek Prabhupada, most of the years.
And even Sundaram Mama came this year, right?
Yes, V.V. Sundaram sir came. So, it is, and again, it is not that we called them and it is, they came as their own house. And they stayed there and they taught their life experiences, taught the music to everybody. So, this Karmitra Shibra, whatever we are doing, we just started it as a puja and then it's turned as a 5-day camp. And now it became 5-day with 18 hours of music every day. It is only because of the support, I can say, love and affection of the musicians, not support, I can say. They come, they will be with us. And whatever small thing we want to offer them, they don't take anything. They just want to do it for, as I say, what the music. And the students and their parents, very affectionate community, village students and their parents. Nowadays, of course, from Bangalore, Mysore, Chennai, and some of them are from the United States. They are all participating. And it is a event happening with the support of so many people.
Yeah.
All my friends, join me hands in conducting the festival. One of my friends is taking care of the food and other things like that. But it's a very satisfying thing I can say, because
it's very impactful.
Yeah, it is like we have created a platform where the students are not from our school.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers are not our teachers. It is just a platform for a interested music student to learn music from different teachers. So even I will be a student, I will be a teacher in that place, like that. So the students, whoever 225 students attended this year, they are all from different schools learning from different teachers, mm-hmm. not from me. And the teachers who are going to come are from different banis. It may be Chandrasekharan sir, it may be BVS sir, it may be Lalgudi sir, it may be Dr. Balamurali Krishna, or it may be any of the younger generation musicians. Like that it is happening. It's just the music. And everybody who came there showed their respect to the other co-artists, and they spoke about very good things about the other artists. Those are the things I think we rarely find in other places, which is happening in our place.
And I think you really make a very big impact on the local community, the students there, because like you said, they probably don't get on a daily basis, you know, access to all these musicians. In Chennai, if you're living in Chennai, every day you can go see some big Vidwan, because someone will be giving a concert, and a lot of the times it might even be a free concert, but
yeah,
that's not the case, you know, where you're staying in Karnataka.
Yeah, getting a class from the maestros,
because
the heroes of Carnatic music, is that too, sitting with them and eating with them together, and sometimes they serve and we eat, and teaching, from getting the teachings from them. And the satisfying thing is, every year after the camp is done, these children, school children, they go and perform the small bhajan, kriti or whatever we taught in the competitions, and they call us and tell us that I got first prize by singing this, that. So some 150, 200 students, some 50 students are participating in some competition, some place, and they are happy that they got some prize by singing these songs and other things, because of the quality of the teachings.
And many of them look forward every year to this camp.
Oh, yeah.
I was speaking
the thing is, first year, if 5 students came, that 5 will be there in the next year.
And then
But 19th year, whoever came, some of them are from the beginning, they are there, like that. So everybody want to come. Sometimes because of the circumstances, they are not able to make it.
Mm-hmm. And you also, so now you've trained several teachers, and they go out and on behalf of, I guess what we can say is Vittal Sir's Parampara, are teaching local students across Karnataka,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, yeah. In that South Kendra area, we have some 5-6 teachers who started teaching, and nowadays they are also conduct shibiras like this. Every month they conduct the shibira. Some violin camps are going on, and I teach the student,
mm-hmm,
and they will go to villages, and some camps they do, and they nurture the students. From that, they will pick and choose some students, and they bring it to Parambittal, our main shibira. So like that, if you recall, maybe we have more than some 800 students in the
I think what's really commendable on the effort here is that there's no discrimination about background, or be it socioeconomic background, or be it religion even, or even caste. You know, you have a variety of students. I think Sir was saying you have even Christian and Muslim students attending, which is a very rare sight you don't get to see in Chennai.
Yeah.
So like you said, it's something magical about
everybody, whoever is interested in music, they can come and they can participate in the shibira. And of course, as you said, there is no fee for the shibira. So whatever they want to offer, they can give, or they can just come and enjoy the music. And
you have several rasikas, especially the parents who, you know, it's different to be sitting there day to day and learning, but it's another thing to just be so enamored and sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
And for, like Sir said, the Shibira goes on 18 hours a day. Sometimes there's, throughout the night, there's sessions. Because it's the passion of seeing.
Yeah, you would have seen that, no, the night they were all singing till midnight, and they get up in the morning.
I think Abhishek Anna was the one who, he was like, no, we can keep going, keep going.
Yeah. A few years ago, I also started another camp like this in another remote village in Kerala.
Oh, okay.
It's called Mulleria. Mulleria.
Aunties from Kerala.
Yeah, yeah.
Sir's wife.
So, Mulleria, and this year there we had some 85 students there, and T.M. Krishna sir came, and he performed the last day, and he spoke to the children. He also performed very well. They are from different teachers, learning from different teachers. All those teachers joined together, and they wanted me to conduct the camp. It was very satisfying sometimes, you know, with being with children and teaching
course.
Them. Through teaching, we can learn a lot and all this.
So you make such a huge impact on your lives. Thank you. Thank you for not only coming here today, but thank you for the huge seva you're really doing to Carnatic music.
Thank you.
This Shibira is something very unique. You know, I've done a lot of research trying to see if anything like this is out there. Within Carnatic music, even the Indian classical music space, what Sir does is very unique, because he fundamentally kind of bridges this gap between students in remote areas who are interested in Carnatic music but don't have access to teachers or an extended network. And he brings esteemed Vidwans, people that when I spoke to some of these students, they were like, oh, I've only in my dreams maybe thought that I could meet Abhishek Anna or Bombay Jayashree Madam, and here they are sitting 10 feet with them and they can go up and interact with them.
And most of the students, they also come to Chennai now.
That's
to
amazing.
Take advanced classes from the teachers, mm-hmm. and they, there's few students who took it as a full-time profession.
Yeah.
They started teaching, they started working in the recording companies and mm-hmm. related to music, and they are full-time musicians and all this. They are all from our area. That is very heartwarming thing.
I think every time I come to Chennai, I see someone new,
yeah.
and I always notice they're speaking Tulu, and I'm like, they're from South Canada,
yes,
and
yes.
they're one of Sir's students who, against all odds, like Sir himself has really made it. So on a concluding note, throughout this entire conversation, we've talked about how very unexpectedly you came to Chennai and really made a name for yourself. And you even spoke about, the time in the 80s where you said it was very special. It was like, everything was coming together. So I have to ask you, do you feel destined to do music? Like, this is what you were meant to do.
Definitely. I enjoy doing this, and I really thank God for making me a musician, which I like to do and enjoy the process. Usually Lal Guru Sir used to say this, musician is the only person who will enjoy playing
mm-hmm.
for and may gives happiness to others. For this, he is also getting paid. It's the only profession where this is. And more than everything, my great asset is my students. Everywhere, if I go to US, every Saturday, Sunday, there is some 5 to 10 students are performing in different places, even in India. So they are my greatest strength. And of course, I am very, very fortunate to be a musician, that to be learning from Lal Guru Sir. And sometimes sometimes I feel with that village background, how I came to Chennai and how today I am traveling to this very interview, we are doing it in New Jersey today. How all this, with the blessings of my parents and gurus, and of course the divine power, I think it is happening. And thanks to all my affectionate students who always are with me in supporting all my ventures.
And always nagging you on Skype and WhatsApp for class. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for being here for the first episode of Carnatic Conundrums.
It's my pleasure too, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.